Thank you for joining the Travels with Kev podcast, a podcast to help get you started traveling. Whether you're a beginner just trying to figure things out or you're an intermediate trying to fill in the gaps, we are here for you. And when I say we, I mean you and I. This is we'll work as a team to get you traveling. Today's topic is the California Zephyr. Now, I have to be honest with you up front. The California Zephyr is one of my favorite trains. It's my favorite train for a multitude of reasons. The first one is it's the first long distance train that I ever rode. And, you know, sometimes that first one, it takes a little bit of your heart. This one certainly did. The second thing that I love is each day's different. Depending on which direction you're going from, you know, the plains of the Midwest to the Rocky Mountains to the Sierras. There's a little something there for everybody. Here are some of Amtrak's California Zephyr quick facts. The Zephyr runs daily in each direction. If the train is going east, it is number 6, and going west, it is number 5. This train does not have Wi-Fi, and there are many sections along the route that even cell service is not available. You can buy your tickets from the usual locations, Amtrak's app, website, over the phone, 1-800-USA-RAIL. You can also, if you're a guest rewards member, you can buy them through the guest rewards number, which I don't have memorized, and staffed stations. When, like other Amtrak trains, when boarding, you can either use a paper or the e-ticket. And with this train, do not plan on buying your tickets on the train. The Zephyr also has an observation car that is located between the coaches and the dining car. Food on Amtrak's California Zephyr. They have a cafe car, which is in the lower level of the Sightseer Lounge. And this train, at least as of time of publish, uses traditional dining, but at this point, it is only for sleeper car passengers. The Zephyr uses Amtrak Superliner or two-story bi-level equipment, whatever you want to call it, and they offer coach class, roomettes, bedrooms, family rooms, and accessible rooms. And if you're new to train travel, just so you know, Amtrak does not have a check-in process like the airline or TSA screening. So when it's time for you to board your train, just head to the train station and you're all set. Amtrak's California Zephyr has 35 stops, including Chicago, Illinois, Burlington, Iowa, Otumwa, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, Denver, Colorado, Glenwood Springs, Colorado, Salt Lake City, Utah, Reno, Nevada, Sacramento, California, and it ends up in the Bay Area. The ends of this train are Emeryville, California, and Chicago. If you want to take this train to San Francisco like I did on my first trip and a couple other times after that, Amtrak runs a bus dedicated for that train to San Francisco. I think it costs $1. You can't get across the Bay Bridge any cheaper than that. There's not a station in San Francisco. You meet at a bus stop, wait for the Amtrak bus, and it takes you over. Amtrak's California Zephyr takes about 52 hours to travel from end to end. That's covering 2,438 miles. To break down the California Zephyr route by day, going west, day one, you'd leave Chicago around 2 p.m., and it would end about Omaha, Nebraska. Day two would start somewhere around Lincoln, Nebraska, just about Salt Lake City. Day three would be Elko, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, Nevada, to Emeryville, California. And like I said, in the afternoon, and like I said, there's a bus to take you over. If the train happens to be running late, the bus that takes you into San Francisco is basically just dedicated for that route, so they will run it at whatever time the train comes in if it's late. Going eastbound, starting in Emeryville, you leave in the morning. Just so you are aware, there is a place to get some snacks and some food in the Emeryville station. Lunch is the first meal served on the train. So Emeryville to Elko, Nevada would be day one. Day two would be Salt Lake City to McCook, Nebraska. And day three would be Holdridge, Nebraska, to to Chicago, and you'd get in late in Chicago. Those are just kind of estimates just so you can plan your day or plan what you're going to see through those days. And so if you're looking at that, let's just look at the meals served. So if you are in a sleeper, you get Amtrak's traditional dining. If you're leaving Chicago, your first meal is dinner. Day two would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And day three would be breakfast and lunch. Westbound, starting in Emeryville, like I said, lunch is your first meal, so make sure you eat before you get on board or head right to the cafe car. So lunch and dinner on day one. Day two is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And day three is breakfast and lunch. If you're not familiar with the food on Amtrak trains, you can bring your own food. You can bring personal food aboard. You can bring alcohol aboard. But just remember, if you are in a coach accommodation, the coach seats, you can bring alcohol aboard, but you cannot consume your own personal alcohol. You can consume the alcohol that you purchase from the cafe car, but you cannot consume the stuff that you brought with you. Keep that in your luggage. If you are caught consuming your own alcohol, you could get thrown off the train. But if you aren't a sleeper, you can consume what you brought on board. The cafe car, like I said, is in the lower level of the Sightseer Lounge and offers meals, snacks, beverages, including those adult beverages that many of us love to enjoy. The cafe hours may vary, so listen to the onboard announcement, but typically it's open all day from pretty early in the morning to a decent hour at night, minus the attendance break time. And there is seating in the lower level for you to consume your food. They just ask that you don't camp out there for hours to allow other people to the ability to eat. Sleeping passengers can use the dining car to grab their complimentary meals and beverages and to purchase additional adult beverages. You can eat in the dining car, or you can take your food back to your room, or you can have your car attendant bring your meal to you. You get one complimentary adult beverage and unlimited per dinner period, and unlimited soft drinks. Those rules can change at any time. And ask the dining car attendant about what selection of spirits, wines, and beers are available and other beverages. Currently, Amtrak is selling Coke products. Well, let's talk about who owns the tracks and who's dispatching your Amtrak train. Amtrak dispatches the train out of Chicago, but once it leaves Chicago, it is controlled by other dispatchers. From Chicago, Illinois to Denver, Colorado, BNSF, or Burlington Northern Santa Fe, is in charge of the train. And Union Pacific dispatches a train from Denver to Emeryville. Next, let's talk about baggage on Amtrak. You are allowed to carry stuff on, and Amtrak's check baggage service is a little different. My advice to all travelers is always pack light. It just makes life easier and quicker. But Amtrak does have a generous carry-on policy, allowing for two 28-inch suitcases and two personal items. Everything must weigh 50 pounds or less. If you're in coach, there are racks above your seat. There's also a rack down below. You are responsible for your all your luggage. Amtrak can't watch everybody's luggage, so you are responsible for your luggage. In sleeping cars, there are some spaces in the rooms, but especially like the roomettes, they are small. So the less you bring on, the more room you have. Bedrooms do offer a little bit more room for baggage, but there is a rack on the lower level right when you walk in before you go up to your accommodations. There's a rack below that you can put some of your extra luggage. Check bag service is not available for all stops. The only way you can check a bag is if both stations have check bag services. So, for example, I've taken the train from Chicago to Omaha quite a bit over the past couple of years to go visit my sister. I could check a bag in Chicago to Omaha. But if I was going to, for example, Chicago to Princeton, Illinois, I could not check a bag because Princeton does not have check bag service. If you go to my article on travels, it's travelswithkev.com/Amtrak/California/Zephyr. It's in the show notes, just to make it easier for you. I have all the stations listed, and you can just click on a link for that station and see if check bags are offered. So make sure to make things easier, if you just notice your first station or the last station does not have check bags, you cannot check bags for your trip. I hope that makes sense. According to the Amtrak rules, granted this could vary, but according to the official rules, you must check your bags at least 45 minutes before the departure time of the train. Like I said, some stations might bend the rules, but it is better to be safe than sorry. So just plan on that. And then if they're not enforcing it, you're still ahead. Notable views and fun information on the California Zephyr. This is the part of the train that I love. What makes the California Zephyr my favorite train is it's not the train itself. It uses the same equipment as all the Western long-distance trains. You know, the Southwest Chief, the Empire Builder, Texas Eagle, City of New Orleans, all those. They all use the same cars. And so that part is not special. What's special for me is the scenery. Even today, I was at the post office and a lady asked, she helped me with my passport a while back. And I actually had an Amtrak shirt on and she asked me about train travel again. And I told her, I go, if you only do one trip, the California Zephyr is the one to do, because each day is a different, the scenery is different. If you are going west, this would be day one going west or day three going east. It's a section that's my least favorite. Part of it is because I've seen it quite a bit going to Omaha, but it's similar scenery to what I grew up with. So for day one going west or day three going east, the stretch will include typical Midwest views, small towns, farms, junk collections, cows, static train displays, and some more. On this day, you will cross both the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. One of the famous cities on this route is Ottumwa, Iowa. And that's right. It is the hometown of the fictitious character Radar O'Reilly from MASH. One neat thing, if your train is running really late and you are going east, you would have to be going really, really, what? Really, really late if it's going west, but going east. Right after you leave the Omaha station, look out the right side of the train. There's a chance you could see a zebra or a lion. It actually goes past the Omaha Zoo. I took my sister on this train this past summer and my little niece. If you go to the article, you'll get to see my niece in a couple of photos. But it was neat. I was just saying to Mackenzie, I'm like, I see this. And all of a sudden my sister says, I see a zebra butt. And it just made us laugh. But yes, you can see something exotic on this route. Going to day two, on this stretch of the route, you're going to see some stunning views of the Rockies. And some of these vistas are only available from the train. And you're going to go through a bunch of tunnels. So there are several times when I'm like, wow, this is really pretty. And on a train, you can't see what's going before you. And so you're focused on, you know, getting your phone or your camera all set up. And I go to hit the button. And all of a sudden, I have a black screen, because we just went under a tunnel. That's always kind of made me laugh. I should warn you, this section, I don't want to totally ruin the fun, but there are sections that could get dubbed Moon River, because some cheeky people often allow the moons to come out during the day, if you get my jest. So that's always something interesting. Depending on what side of the train you're on, you could see that. Another beautiful sight that you'll see on day two is Donner's Pass. That's right if you're going west. It's right after you go through the Moffett Tunnel, which takes about 10 minutes to get through. Or if you see it coming east, it'll be on your left, and then you go through the Moffett Tunnel. That can be a very beautiful area as well. By the way, before I get into day three, I just want to let you know, I'm just highlighting some of this stuff. There is a lot more to see. And in the article that I have, and I'll also put it in the show notes, there's a route guide that you can download and or print out to help with your trip. For day three going west, you start the day going through the Sierra Nevadas, and then you go, which is just gorgeous. My first time on that train, I had breakfast going through the Sierra Nevadas, and it was just amazing for me and a neat experience. Eventually see some shipyards when you get closer, and a couple other noticeable areas. It's the Truckee area, and then also, too, as you get closer to the Bay Area, there's some shipyards that have some mothballed ships that are kind of interesting to see, and then you approach the Bay Area. If you are coming east, obviously, it will be the opposite of that. So let's just do a quick wrap-up of the California Zephyr. Just a reminder, you can bring your own food on the train. And also as a reminder, Amtrak cannot store, chill, or heat any food that you brought on the train. And you can also not eat that food in any of the food service cars due to food safety rules. If you need medication chilled, bring a cooler with ice with you. Amtrak may be able to provide additional ice if needed, depending upon the supply. If your trip goes through Chicago and you have a layover in Chicago, or you start in Chicago, if you're a sleeper car passenger, you can use the Metropolitan Lounge. It's a great place to just kind of sit back and relax. Often they have priority boarding, complimentary beverages and snacks, depending on what is available. Last couple of times I've been through there, it was during the pandemic, so they really scaled stuff back. If you are a coach passenger, you can wait in the Great Hall and then listen to where they want you to line up. You can also use the lounge as well, but it will cost you money. I'm not for sure what the current rate is. I think maybe $35 to $45 for the day. If you're going to be there for a while, it could be worth it for you. Wi-Fi and streaming. Just remember that the train does not have Wi-Fi, so if you want to, if you need the internet, either bring a hotspot or check with your phone plan. Also remember, too, that not all sections of the route has cell service, no matter who your carrier is. So just keep that in mind. Traveling with electronics, bring a extension cord, chargers, cables, battery packs to keep everything up and running. There are outlets in each accommodation for you, from coach to sleepers, and there are some in the sightseer lounge as well. But just remember, bring the good cords. Don't bring those cords that sometimes work, because you're going to want your phone charged to take, and batteries and all that stuff charged to take some beautiful photos. The other thing to remember is to bring headphones for anything that makes noise, phones, games, whatever, and turn your phone down to silent or on vibrate or silence, especially at night. If you do need to make phone calls during the middle of the night, go to the sightseer lounge car. That car is open during almost all the journeys. It usually closes before you get to Emeryville, and it opens up slightly after you leave Chicago, usually by the time you hit Naperville. Thoughts on bringing entertainment on Amtrak's California Zephyr? Amtrak provides scenery that rolls past your window. But everything beyond that is up to you. Having the right entertainment can help you pass the time. And it can include books, videos, games, a good music playlist. And I'll also try to put my Amtrak Entertainment Ideas article link in the show notes as well. Something simple like a deck of cards or a puzzle book can also go far. I've also brought colored pencils and an adult coloring book. I had a blast, actually. It was kind of fun. If you are planning on using your phone or iPad or tablet, whatever, just like I said, you won't have internet throughout the whole journey. So you might need to bring a few apps that don't need Wi-Fi if that's what you plan on doing. Also, I always suggest to try downloading some ebooks or podcasts to give you a variety of entertainment. For me, I love learning, and so I use podcasts and audiobooks while I look through the window. There's always the Travels with Kev podcast you can binge. I don't know if you've heard of that one. I hope that came across as funny. And most of all, bring your patience. I hope this helps you plan and enjoy your next trip aboard the California Zephyr. Check out the article. Like I said, it's in the show notes. I'm going to keep updating it as they go or as I go. There is so much more to the Zephyr. I just wanted to give you an overview and hope that you got a little excited about it. If you enjoy the Travels with Kev podcast and want to help out, this podcast is right now just... it's supported by the listeners. I want to thank Ben and Tina. They have been great supporters of the podcast. If you're interested, go to travelswithkev.com/value. I'll get you links. There's a Patreon available. There's Patreon. Buy me a coffee. Or PayPal, it's all available. If you can help out, that is great. Anything helps. I really appreciate all those who have reached out, both with monetary support and also too with just a message of, hey, you helped me plan my trip. So with that all said, I will turn it over to my niece Mackenzie, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and safe travels.
Thank you for listening to the Travel with Kev podcast. Bye.
Thanks.